Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8. Tommy Tucker, let me give you a quick reminder here. WWL inviting you to the Magic of Christmas Marketplace. It happens tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Ilario Center on the West Bank. You can get a jump start on your holiday shopping all in one spot with over 100 vendors each with amazing gifts like fantastic local art, crafts, and decorations, handcrafted jewelry, deliciously sensuous candles, bath and body products, plus tons of black and gold gifts, too. And for the kids, the toys they're hoping for, and appearances by Santa and other Christmas characters. So shop local all in one spot. The Magic of Christmas Marketplace. Free admission and parking tomorrow and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ilario Center, West Bank Expressway in Westwego. Happy holiday shopping from our sister station, Magic 101.9, and all of us here at WWL. Christmas is one thing you would think people could be united about. When it comes to politics, not so much. Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, joins us. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing?
Mama, I'm going to tell you what, from the text I get here, you know, we conduct an interview with whomever it is, and it's probably going to happen with you as well. And immediately the texts start popping up, and we have a window here where people can text us. Half of them accusing me of being in bed with Donald Trump, half of them accusing me of hating Donald Trump. So you can't win, I guess.
But at least you know you're doing your job.
Exactly, Patrick. About, as it relates to your job, what did the polling that you guys did show?
Well, this is where we're getting problematic, is that everybody's digging down into their trenches, and they're digging down even harder than they have before. We have two-thirds of the public, 69%, say Americans are greatly divided on the core values that are important to us. This is not just divided on issues, divided on core values. And we ask them, you know, do you trust the American public? Do you trust the system? And the majority say yes. But then when we ask them this question about, so you think about people who have a different political view of yours, and if they came to power, if they got their policies through, would you be worried about it creating lasting damage to the country? And that number is 57%. That's up from 50% a couple years ago. 57% of a solid majority say that the policies of the other side, policies of people who I disagree with politically, would cause a great deal of damage to the country, lasting damage to the country. That's a different system than we used to have many years ago, whereas you would be upset by these things, but you wouldn't consider most of these issues if somebody else was in power to cause lasting damage. You just fix them after the next election. You know, try to win the next election, you go and you fix those issues. That's where we're becoming more divided.
At any point, were core values defined?
No, it's just how people think of the core values. What makes us Americans? So we were asking people to put themselves in that mind. And we have, and this has been pretty consistent for the past few years, is over two-thirds say, nope, we're divided. We don't even have that in common anymore.
We could take a break. I drank the Kool-Aid at one point in my life, Patrick, and I presume that, you know, and I'm a kind of conservative guy, I'm really more libertarian, that the other side, you know, they were the enemy, they were this, they were that. And then I sobered up and realized, wait a minute, they're not the enemy. They're just people that live down the street that think, that have a different view of how the country should be run. They're not trying to destroy the country. They're citizens. They work. They pay taxes. They have as much of a right as do I to express their opinion of how they think or have their thoughts of how the country should be run. Patrick Murray is our guest, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute. Give me a text at 87870. Define core values of America for me. What are they, in your mind, the core values of this country? 750, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 756, 4 before 8, WWL First News in about 3 minutes. And I threw down the gauntlet, Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute, before the break, and I said, text me at 870-870. What are the core values of America? And the only thing I got were hate-filled messages criticizing the other side and me, because I didn't stand up for one side or the other. And to me, I would define a core value of America is, you know, you can stand on a street corner, say what you think without the other side shouting you down, and criticize the people that are in power without others thinking you are somehow less than a citizen. Because if you can't criticize who's in power, then it seems like we're talking about North Korea or Russia or what have you. So are we losing? And has any polling indicated that because of the lack of tolerance that we might be headed way in the wrong direction and people don't realize that?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's a couple of things. I mean, one is that let's use President Trump as just one example of how people feel about him. And it is people are digging in. You know, when he started his presidency, nearly half of the public said, you know, I might have an opinion of Donald Trump, but I could change my mind about that, whether I approve or disapprove of him. I'm open to changing my mind. That has even decreased. Right now, we've got only, you know, the last poll that we just did last week, only 31% of Americans said they would ever be willing to change their mind about what they think about President Trump. That's like you're just closing yourself off. So there's nothing that could ever happen. I won't take any new information. I like him. I hate him. And that's the end of it. Another thing that we found in the poll that we did back in October was, you know, while a majority of people say that this kind of language that you talk about, this hate language, is unjustified in politics, we still have 30% who say it is justified, that it's okay to do this. So you still have 3 in 10 Americans out there, and they're the ones you're hearing from, who say, yeah, this is how we should be talking. You know, forget rule of law, forget respect for other people's points of views, or at least their ability to, the right to say what they think. Let's just go in and start throwing bombs at each other for basically being bad people, bad Americans.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Patrick. I really do. Patrick Murray, director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.